भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 18, text 9. Svastyastu vashva kalo prasidatam. Yayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam madukshaje. Avesyatano matirapya haituki. Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prachidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam madukshaje. Aveshyatam mammatirapai haituki. Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam madukshaje. Aveshyatam no matirapya haituki. Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam. Yantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam madukshaje. Aveshyatam madhiravahituki. Matajis, ladies, svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam madukshaje. Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam. Dayantu bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajatam. Avesyatano matirapya haituki.
Svastyastu vishvasya kalo prasidatam.
Svastya suvishvasya kala punyata Dayantu Buddha Ishivam Vitoniya Munakshavadrani Madhubhadokshaji Avishyatanu Matirapahituki Swasti auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Vishvasya, of the entire universe. Kalaha, the envious, almost everyone. Prasiddhatam, let them be pacified. Dayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all the living entities. Sivam, auspiciousness. Mitaha, mutual. Divya, by their intelligence. Manaha, the mind. Cha, and Bhadram, calmness. Bhajatat, let it experience. Adokshaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence, and senses. Aveshyatam, let it be absorbed. Naha, our. Matihi, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahaituki, without any motives. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Please repeat after me. May there be a good fortune throughout the universe. And may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Panchakalpakarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desire of everyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous person like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of Vaishnavas, who always think of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kalo prasiddhatam May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one free himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealing and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envies. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Nrisingadev to sit in our heart. We should pray, Bahira Nrisinga, Hirdaye Nanasimha. Let Lord Nrisingadev sit in the core of my heart, healing all the bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I can peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure Niskama devotee pray for some benediction, as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtakam. Hainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Paditam Mami Same Babam Buddho Kripaya Davapada Pankaja Siddhaduli Sadrashim Vichintaya. O Son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or another, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmane Janmaneshwari Bhavada Bhakti Ai Tugityagi. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your Lordship lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for the benediction from the Lord, but because he's also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayers is Swastiastu Swastya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake, and the other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father, another demon like him, would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotee. Kalo prasiddhatam. The difficulty is that the Kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of particular herbs. Mantrasadi vasai sarpa kalakena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna conscious movement spread all over the world, and by the grace of Krishna everyone accept it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam mito diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajatam adokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, and is advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1865, Man Mana Bhavama Bhakto. One should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed Chetodarpana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their mind and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacated because everyone will go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna conscious movement, another set will fill the entire universe. It's a long purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalabhaya Chakshurum Nidantena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Namo Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prasadaya Buddhale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunya Vadi Pastatta Desatarine Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasani Shri Gauravattavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I request all the Vaishnava to bless me, that I may be able to speak something which makes sense. So in this particular passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev for the mercy to be received by his envious father. So Srila Prabhupada explained very eloquently in the purport how there are people in the material world, most of the people, they are all envious. So this is the disease of material life. Because of envy, people, they are not able to be happy, to be satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada explained that actually one should analyze his own heart and mind and give up this enviousness. There's difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is when somebody has something nice and you also want to have it. But an envious person is when he sees you have something and he wants to take it from you, and he wants to kill you, and no one should have it. You are the only possessor of that things. That is called envy, which ultimately goes, you know, back to the original, you know, cause of our coming to this material world. Because somehow we become envious of Krishna. Krishna was enjoying his pastimes, then we think, why can I not also enjoy? Why can I not be God? Why can I not be the center of the universe? Everything belongs to me. I am the center, I'm the enjoyer. You know? But unfortunately we are not. Bhaktaram yajna tapasyam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And the living entity are servant. Our original position is to be the servant of Krishna, because we are minute, we are very, very small. We are Anu in Krishna Vibhu. Krishna is the greatest, we are smallest. So in that position, in illusion, we fall down into this material world, which is designed to accomplish all this materialistic desire. We can think, I'm the owner of this factory, I'm the father of this family, I'm a rich man, I'm powerful, I'm the controller, I can decide everything. In that way the illusion goes increasing, ever increasing, from small to big. Even the poor man in the street, he thinks, I'm the owner of my destiny, I choose not to work, I choose to be dirty, I choose to be a bum, but I don't care, I'm happy with that. And Mr. Tata, Mr. Birla think, well, I am the controller, I have 5 million people working for me, I have so much money, and I do everything I want, you know, but I also feed all these people that are working for me, therefore I'm kind of controller supreme. So everybody in all different levels, we are all thinking, I'm the controller. I can control my destiny. I can control my situation. I can enjoy this material world. But we cannot. Srila Prabhupada explained that it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can only eat 4 chapati every day. And you can only sleep in a bed which is, okay, 6.5 feet. I am a little tall, somebody short, 6 feet. But that's all you can do. If you have $1 million in your bank account, can you eat 1 million chapati? No. If you are having 10 apartments in Mayapur, can you go and sleep every night in all 10 of them? No. You can only sleep in one place. And when you sleep, you forget who you are. Yes? So that is the illusion, you know? So materialistic people think always in this way, how to get sense enjoyment? How can I become happy? And sometimes, when materialistic people see devotees, they become envious of the devotee. And they say, look at these guys, they have nothing, but they're enjoying life. And when they come here in Mayapur, of course, we have a lot of things. We have a lot of buildings, we have cars, we have beautiful parks, we have beautiful temple, we are chanting and dancing and be happy and taking prasad. And they say, what's going on? For me to have a small house somewhere, I had to work so hard, I had to sweat, I had to listen to my boss, I had to always hear this backbiting, people trying to take my position, struggling so much for survival. But these devotees, you're very happy. What's wrong? Well, we say, yes, why don't you become also devotees? Then you can come and enjoy with us. No, but I have to be the controller. I am God. You are not God, sir. You are servant of Krishna. So in that way, the illusion continues. And people remain, you know, in this struggle for existence. And there is so much unhappiness. And Dukkhalayama Saswatam, you know, even you reach great height, great position. The other day in Delhi, one of the ministers was going to the airport, 6:45 in the morning, and was going with the siren and everything. Somehow some car jumped the light and bumped into his car. He went like this, bam, dead. His vein inside the neck broke. Something happened. He just died on the spot. Hey, welcome, you know, to the place of happiness. This material world is not desire to enjoy. Tapo dibhyam, this material world and this body is designed for tapasya. Srila Prabhupada explained, tapo dibhyam means this human form of life has to be utilized for doing tapasya to achieve the mercy of Krishna. And in this Kali Yuga, the mercy of Krishna is flowing wonderfully through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this movement. And it's not very difficult. Say in other yuga you have to go to the mountain, meditate for 10 million years. In other yuga you have to go and do special jagya, chant it perfectly, all the mantra. And the other yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, you have to do puja, elaborate worship. But in Kali Yuga, Kalodat Varkirtanat, you can simply chant Hare Krishna. How easy the Lord has made this process for us. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, by chanting, we can purify our mind. We can become free from envy, free from all lust, anger and greed. And we can perfectly engage in the service of Lord Krishna. And by engaging in the service of Lord Krishna, we get so much happiness in our heart. It doesn't matter if we are Kolavicha Sridhar selling banana, or if we are, some rich merchant, Vaishnavas, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter who we are, what we are. If we chant Hare Krishna, we can be situated in a perfect platform and receive the mercy of the Lord and receive the ultimate goal, which is Krishna Prem. The devotee did not endeavor even for liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praying in Sri Kshastakam. Life after life, I can come. As long as I am able to remember your lotus feet and serve in the association of Vaishnavas. Now we have a perfect situation here in Mayapur. But we have to remember what is the ultimate cause of this center of Krishna consciousness. Because sometimes we can be deviated. We maybe perform so many services. Okay, I'm doing this and doing that. Then we go deep into that thing, forgetting that what is the original cause of establishing this temple, Chandradaya Mandir. This temple is established for educational purpose of all living entities to come and visit this place for preaching Krishna consciousness. Now what happens is that sometimes we take shortcut. We say, okay, let's do this, we make more money, let's put more money in the bank. But that doesn't work out. One has to be very sincere and very honest to perform Krishna service. And we should not fear or be afraid of anything. Because ultimately Krishna is the provider. Krishna is the one who gives everything. Krishna can give us the whole universe. Srila Prabhupada many times said it, in 18 days we can take over this planet. Are we ready? No, we are not, obviously. Because we are not even ready to take over our mind. Our mind is thinking of different things. We're making plans to enjoy. Even if we give up gross sense enjoyment, still subtly is there in the back of our mind, oh, one day I will enjoy. I'll get what I want. So we have to defeat this mind. This mind can be our greatest friend, can be our worst enemy. Sometimes we see, if you have been visiting any mental hospital, we can see most of the people, they're suffering because of the mind. They cannot control the mind. Some people think I am Napoleon, some people think I'm Julius Caesar, some people think I'm Hitler, some people think whatever. It's all in their mind. It's all a dream. It is all happening. And they really believe in it. They really believe it. They introduce themselves, hello sir, I am Napoleon. Oh, really? Thank you. And they can tell you all the philosophy of Napoleon and everything, what he done. Like, hey, my God. So, this material world, it's Dukkalayama Saswatam. So, different level, different people, they're all in different type of illusion. In different degree. They all identify with this material body, which is not, it's real but temporary. At one point we had to get off this body. Fortunately or unfortunately we saw passing away of great Vaishnava. His office was next to my office, Advaita Hari Prabhu. And he was such a sweet Vaishnava, always ready to help, always ready to give advice. And a few days before he passed away, he was thinking, I should retire, I should go and preach. I really enjoy preaching, you know. And we told him, no, relax. We have so much service to do. Vaishnava never retire. There's so much service to do. He said, no, but you know. Then, boom, one day, it's gone. So, of course, leaving the body in Mayapur, it's always auspicious. And I'm sure he has gone back to the lotus feet of the Lord. But anytime we can all go away. And what is the greatest things? Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, what is the greatest thing in this world, in this universe? He said, the greatest thing is that we see everybody else dying. We see our grandfather is dead, we see our uncle die, our neighbor die, this one die, that one. But we think it's not going to happen to me. So that's the illusion. It's going to happen to us one day. So we must be ready. How? By always remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. And how we can do that? We can only do that if our mind is cleansed from all material desires. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, the ultimate goal is to remember the lotus feet of Vishnu. So how we can remember the lotus feet of Krishna in all our activities? I would say sometimes you get carried away, you know? So we should not be carried away. We should always think how Krishna will think what I'm doing. How Srila Prabhupada will think what I'm doing. Is it pleasing to them? That should be the meter of balancing. Otherwise we can go off on some track, on some dark part of the mind, thinking that, well, I am the best. I am the best manager. I am the best preacher. I am the best this, best that. Maybe we are good, but who is the best? Srila Prabhupada is the best. The Acharya are the best. Prahlad Maharaj is the best. Even though he was tortured so much by his own father. I was thinking, I was meditating on this verse, and I was thinking, well, if I was Prahlad Maharaj, I prayed to the Lord, and squeeze this guy and make him disappear. Make him disappear from the face of the earth. You know, he gave me so much trouble, you know. He put me in a hot oil, he threw me from the mountains, he gave me food poison, he put me in the middle of the snack. What do you think? But what he did? He prayed, no, my dear Lord, please bless my father so he can receive your mercy. He was so sober, such a child, on such high elevated status of mind that he prays for a benefit of his own father who wanted to kill him. In India we see there's so many thousands of court cases. You go any, you know, tribunal or any place, there's so many court cases going on. Brother fighting with sister, sister fighting with brother, mother fighting with son. So many court cases. It's all about sense gratification and money. And envy. You know? People don't think that whatever I'm destined to get, I will get. Happiness and distress. There's no need to make a court case and try to get the money from my family. They don't want it to give me? Okay, no problem. Move on. If you're supposed to get it, you'll get it. It's not because you're going to fight. You know, we see most of the people who are robbing bank. You know, they steal the money, but then they spend in a few days. And then they're caught by the police. And they end up in jail. So, they're not supposed to get the wealth. They get it. They think they're enjoying. They spend the money. And the police catch them and throw them back where they originally belong, jail. And they suffer. So where are you supposed to get? We will get by Krishna's arrangement. Happiness and distress will come on his own accord. We should strive for perfection, elevation to Krishna consciousness, love of God. When we chant Hare Krishna, we should get the taste of chanting. When Krishna is present in front of us, we can perceive it. We can be in association with the devotee, the kirtan, the devotee are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So beautiful. We see even in life of the Acharya. I was remembering Ramanujacharya, he was a child. And he was studying under Yadava Prakash, who was a Mayavadi guru. And then what happened? A couple of times he argued with his guru in front of all the other students. He said, no, actually, you know, this is not correct. What you're explaining, there's a slogan where it says the lotus eyes of the Lord are pink color, like the lotus flower. But his guru say, no, they're pink color like the back of the monkey. So he was very offended and hurt, you know. And at that time, you know, he was massaging Yadava Prakash and start crying. So Yadava Prakash say, what is this? I'm getting hot. Something hot in my back, it turned, he saw, he was crying. He said, why are you crying, son? Well, he said, the interpretation you give of the lotus eyes of the Lord doesn't match my understanding. My understanding is that the lotus eyes of the Lord are pink colored, like the lotus flower. He said, ha, what enough? Now you're becoming so puffed up, you know better than your guru. What kind of Vaishnava you are, what kind of a student you are. So a few times he had a debate. He tried to correct his understanding to the point that the Yadava Prakash, he developed an animosity toward Ramanujacharya. He was only a child. He maybe was 13, 14 years old. So he make a plot. Let's go to travel from South India to, we'll go to the Ganges, you know. So then form all the family, we'll take a group of boys, we'll travel and we'll go north toward the Ganges, to Varanasi, someplace. So all the parents agree, so they went, but he made a secret plot that when we are in the forest, we'll kill this Ramanuja. It's giving me so much anxiety, so much trouble. He's challenging my authority. I want to see him dead. So they were traveling through the forest. Then Ramanuja had a cousin brother, his name was Govinda. Govinda came to here in the night, whispering some of the brahmachari. They were planning this plot. He immediately went and told Ramanuja, please get up. He said, what happened? Go, run away. Don't ask anything. Somebody's trying to hurt you. Go. Then he started to run away in the forest. It was dark. And he's a child. He has fear. He's thinking, where I'm going? I don't know where I'm going. And in the night, so many sounds in the forest. You know, woo-hoo. You know, so many fear. He was fear. And at one point he stopped. He said, what am I doing? Where am I going? But then he remembered the lotus feet of the Lord. Ranganatha Swami said, please protect me. I am your servant. And from the moment he continued to walk. So we can see in this pastime, even the guru of Ramanujacharya planned to kill him. Of course, the pastime goes that as he was walking for a few days, then certainly he met some hunters, husband and wife. And they told him, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going back to Sri Rangam. Was in Sri Rangam, yeah? So, oh, we are going also there. Please come with us. So on the way they were going together, and then they reached one pond, and the wife of the hunter was very thirsty. She said, can you bring me some water from the pond? And he didn't have anything, so he went with the palm and took some water and bring a few times. And then by the time he went again, this hunter disappeared. So then he started to walk, and he find himself in a village. You know, I said, what is this village, you know? Looks familiar. And they met some people and say, oh, where are what is this place? Oh, he said, no, this is Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam? How is possible? He was very far away, you know. And then he realized that this couple was actually the Lord himself who accompanied him and transferred him immediately back to Sri Rangam. So the Lord is always protecting his devotees. So this envy is the main cause of our ignorance, is the main cause of our staying, you know, in this material world for many, many lifetimes. So we must give up this envy. Lust, anger and greed, these are the three gates leading to hell. So by giving up these three bad qualities, by developing good quality, then as Prahlad Maharaj said, then the whole planet can become peaceful. Then people can become thinking of the welfare of each other. Now everybody's thinking, what do I get out of this? Anything. No, everything is becoming a transaction, a business transaction. I do this because I get my money. I do this because I get my name, fame. I do this because whatever. There's some motivation behind it. But pure devotional service is described. Now, one should be free from desire of jnana, yoga, liberation. One should be free from all this desire and purely approach the lotus feet of the Lord. So if we are always meditating on our service, always meditating in our consciousness, Srila Prabhupada said, before we become Krishna conscious, we should become conscious. We should become conscious of what we are doing every moment of our life. Devotees are very expert in engaging their time. They don't waste time. They want to see themselves 24/7 engaged in devotional service. And we are so fortunate that we have so many computer, MP3, MP4, this, that, radio, internet. We can actually tune all these things to help us to fill up the gap. You know, there are maybe gaps, you know, in our life. So we can fill those gaps with Krishna Katha. We can put Srila Prabhupada lecture. We want to see something, we can see Prabhupada film. We can see something which is appealing and purify our Krishna consciousness. In that way, this whole planet can become Vaikuntha. And in the end, Srila Prabhupada explained, even if people think, oh, everybody become liberated, what happened? A new set of people will come. There are innumerable living entity in this universe. So our job is to preach Krishna consciousness. Our job as devotee is to enlighten people or guide them toward Krishna. That's what we came here for. If we come here and after a few years we start to think, oh, let me make some building, let me make some money, let me be comfortable, you know, then we lose the purpose why we came here. Then we forget what is the purpose of our life, then we miss the train. And maybe we have to come many lifetime in this place to enjoy or suffer the result of our activity. We came here for one sole purpose, to develop love for Krishna and to go back home, back to Godhead, by performing pure devotional service in association of the Vaishnavas. And it doesn't matter whether we have facility, not facility, this or that, whatever we have, we can engage in Krishna service. And surely Krishna will provide us with whatever we need to perform this service. So I'd like to thank you very much. I should stop here because it's mentioned 8:45. If you have any question or any comment, yes, Mataji. I'm sorry, I cannot hear. I'm getting old.
Thank you, Prabhu. I would like to know in that time when Hiranyakashipu was doing so many, but that moment and trying to kill even his son, who were of the management of the universe or of the management of that place where Hiranyakashipu
was? Well, Hiranyakashipu was himself the controller of everything because he had all the demigods under his own control. He said that by his eyebrow he would control Indra and Brahma and everything. So basically he had took possession of the universe by his power. He was controlling all the demigods. And if I'm correct.
And what the demigods were doing in that time?
Huh?
What the demigods were doing in that time?
Well, the demigods, they're like, you know, the ministers of Krishna. So they're managing the water resources, the sun, and all material elements are controlled by them. So this was going on, but Hiranyakashipu was controlling them by his own power. Demigods were fearful. So in many past times, we can see that the demigods have been defeated by the asuras. So demigods are the representative of Krishna, but you know, they have some desire to be controllers. So although they are devotees, you know, we should respect them, but they serve a purpose of managerial position within the universe. Does this answer your question? Yes, Prabhuji. Maybe you can hit the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for nice class, very energetic, your body and movements, everything. I just want to ask, like, it's my experience, like, say, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He's a great Vaishnava. He's free from envy. So people glorify him. So similarly in our society we see that people who are envious, people say, you know, this guy, you know, he's a bad guy, he should not be here. Yeah. So in Krishna consciousness, I mean, I don't know, I have come across some envious people And the good souls, I glorify them also. I mean, most of them are good, 80 to 90%. But there are some envious people also. So how do you recommend, you know, but they tend to harm you. You know, what can you say? How can we deal with this envious people in our Krishna consciousness?
Nice question. See, just like Prahlad Maharaj prayed for his father, we should pray to Nrisimhadev and say, please remove the enviousness from the heart of these people so that they can become pure Vaishnavas. The prayers are very, very powerful. We know that our Kunti Devi, how many people throughout the history of Vaishnava philosophy, so many devotees pray to the Lord and the Lord fulfilled their desires. So there are two things. One thing is that we should not try to find faults. But Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said that we should try to find faults in ourselves. Sometimes when we see something in other people, it's only a reflection of our own heart. So, even my mother used to say, you know, sometimes I used to criticize my elder brother. He'd say, okay, go and look yourself in the mirror. Are you pure? Free from everything? You think you're better than him? And I was thinking, yeah, actually it's true. I'm not perfect. So, one thing is that the Vaishnava don't find faults in other Vaishnavas. We know that Krishna has some particular purpose, how certain things are happening. But at any rate, if there are envious people, then we should pray. We are, Srila Prabhupada explained, we are in a hospital where different category of diseased people come. Somebody comes very little, he has only cold. Somebody comes with a cancer. So there are different. Medicine is one, chanting Hare Krishna and performing devotional service. But then there are different people that different time to become cured. So, understanding that, we pray for those devotees. We pray to Nrisimhadev to protect our own heart from finding faults. At the same time, if we see some discrepancy, we pray to the Lord, please correct those devotees' mind. Please manifest yourself by your mercy in their heart so that all impurity can be removed. So we also look, how can we help those devotees? Because not everybody is on the same level. So there are three different types of relationship. When you see somebody junior to you, you want to help him. If somebody is equal, you make friendship. If somebody higher than you, then you approach him to get mercy. So this is the Vaishnava behavior. You know, we don't simply say, oh, this people is bad, that people is bad. Srila Prabhupada explained that when we look at the moon in the night, we can also criticize the moon and say, oh, there are so many black, dark spots. But the moon is giving so much light. So we should be glad that somebody is accepting devotional service. And we should pray for those devotees that they become purified. And at the same time, pray from our heart to become pure so we can perceive everything accordingly. Does this answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Prabhupada. Can you give the mic?
I just want to make the comment that one time my spiritual master, Ravindra Swaprabhu, was invited after the World Trade Center went down. He was invited to speak in front of the President of the United States with a number of other people from all different kinds of faith. So he was representing the Hindu faith, believe it or not. So he had to speak before the President of the United States and a large assembly of people in the National Cathedral. And this is the verse that he quoted and he spoke from when he had to go into that kind of situation. He spoke this verse.
Thank you very much. That's a nice verse because it's speaking about the welfare of everyone. So the government is supposed to look after everybody else. So the government has a duty to look just like the king or the emperor look at all his people like his own son and daughter. So similarly, the government has a responsibility to see that everybody becomes happy and peaceful and looking for the welfare of everybody else. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande.